Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Interim City Manager Aaron Adams to talk about the latest going on with the fallen soldier silhouette at the Knoxville Freedom Rock. The City Council had a meeting at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center to have their regular City Council meeting out there, but the main topic of discussion, obviously, was the fallen soldier silhouette out at the Freedom Rock. Staff was directed to take some action. Tell us, what exactly was that action moving forward?
Well, first, let me start with my appreciation to Knoxville Public Schools for allowing us the space. We had a great attendance, and I appreciate those who did attend and their comments, their opinions, their passion. So I appreciate the schools allowing us that space. Our own chamber couldn't have held that many folks. Staff was given some direction based on the conversation last night, both the comments from the public and then the conversation amongst council and the mayor. We were asked to do some research about our options and ability to make that land private, to privatize the land with the memorial on it. With doing that, we would allow probably the VFW or AMVETS, some group, veterans group, to have control of that land, and then they could set their own rules as to what would be appropriate or inappropriate, and it would also satisfy, from a legal standpoint, the Americans United group.
People need to understand that this is going to take a process to be able to accomplish something like this. What is the process that staff is going to have to go through for this?
That's right. It's going to be quite a process. Real estate deals are, by their nature, can be complicated. This is going to be more complicated than most. Young's Park was originally VA land and was given to the city through a set of covenants. And so the city and attorneys are going to have to research these covenants and find out what our requirements will be and what legal hoops we're going to have to go through to privatize that land. So it's definitely going to be a process, and one that city staff will continue to work with representatives from Dorsey and Whitney, who've agreed to represent us pro bono, and also our own city attorney. So there's going to be a lot of research going into this, because this is not your typical residential home sale or even a commercial property sale. This is going to be a much more complicated issue than that. One other thing I would mention, Tony, that I think is important for people to know is not only that there's a time component to this as we work through the steps of potentially acquiring this property, but also whether we're going to legally be able to privatize that property. So if that's not something that we're going to be able to work out as staff, we're going to continue to work through other options and have options to present to our mayor and council that will be in the best interest of the community and to continue to honor and support our vets, which I think is really what mayor and council and us as staff, we really want to do, is recognize and support our vets.
What are some things that you want to let the public know in regards to this solution that's been proposed to the city council to try and just let them know exactly how things are going to go with this?
Well, I guess the first thing I would say is, and ask for patience from the community, because as I just mentioned, this is going to be a more complicated and more difficult real estate deal than your average deal. And if you think about it, as you purchase just a home, you go through a closing process that can take anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks on a straightforward, not complicated, and no problems arising house deal. Well, this is going to be significantly more complicated than that and involve a lot more paperwork and procedures, and that really means extra time. So I hope that as a community, everyone can realize that staff is working on this, the council is working on this, and the mayor. But this isn't something that's going to happen overnight. This is something that's going to take some time to go through the proper procedure. And I think it's also important that the community realize that the mayor and council really want to protect Knoxville and preserve the silhouette long term. And to do that, we want to make sure that what we do is done right, so that legally there's no recourse for anyone to come back on us, that we won't have to have this fight again, that the memorial can be preserved and left as it is in the right way.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Interim City Manager Aaron Adams, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.